I'm all right, thanks. I'm with Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams. Mr. Adams, thank you for joining me.
Okay, Rodney.
You are here in Derrynane with Sinn Féin and thousands of Republicans to remember hunger strikers such as Bobby Sands. Mr. Adams, who was Bobby Sands? Because you regard him as a hero, and Peter Robinson, for example, regards him as a terrorist. Who was the real Bobby Sands?
Well, I think we need to be very careful, particularly people in the media, and how we portray any of these historical figures. And, of course, political leaders and others have to be very circumspect about the language which we use. It should be respectful, and while one might not agree with Bobby Sands, fact is he was a duly elected Member of Parliament for Fermanagh and South Tyrone. He was a very ordinary person who, as a result of the conditions country, ended up in prison, was an IRA member, was a husband, was a son, a brother, was the father, and was my friend. I met him in Longcash when I was in Longcash. And he's a poet, he's a published writer. He's seen by people throughout the world as a freedom figure and as a hero. But, you know, in all of this, when you reduce it all down, he was a human being. And he has family and he has friends, and the same way as I would try not to speak about those who have fallen in the British side, or indeed from any of the unionist groups, in disparaging or offensive terms, I think that others in political leadership should try and avoid language which is pejorative, gratuitously insulting, and which looks not at creating problems but about finding solutions. And Sinn Féin is deeply wedded to that. That's why we signed up for the Haas proposals. That's why we have gone into every single talks process with a view of identifying the problems and finding a settlement or a solution to those problems.
And you talk about reaching out to unionists and to the Protestant community, and your colleague Martin McGuinness has gained huge respect for the way in which he's developed relationships with others, including the Queen. But how is holding a parade of this nature reaching out to those people, many of whom lost loved ones to the IRA in this very area?
Well, where would we hold the parade?
But you know the controversy that's surrounding this parade and the criticism?
It's entirely, if I may say so, an artificial controversy. I respect absolutely the right of families who have been bereaved by the IRA, or indeed families who have members injured by the IRA, and I accept and I listen very intently to what Michelle Gildernew had to say today in trying to reach out to those folks. But I don't accept the statements from political unionism and its leaders. This was a perfectly, it's passed without incident. It was good-natured, it was good-humoured, it had a whole range of people here, veterans of the prison struggle, former prisoners, but also a lot of young people who have lived and who know only peace. And that's the celebration, that we're now in a far, far better place, and we need to be looking to the future. And I don't want, with respect, to write a headline for you which adds to this entirely contrived controversy.
I know, but with respect, is it not a bit disingenuous for you to say last week, when you said last week this event had the full support of the community, when you know it hasn't? You know there are people in Derrynane who today are hurting because of this event?
Well, if that's the case, that certainly, as Michelle Gillen, you said, was not the intention of the organisers. Because we come from a community which has suffered grievously, we can understand and have an affinity of others who have had that same path to travel. So the fact is, the celebration of the hunger strikers' lives, the celebration of a completely peaceful phase of our history, has come and has gone. And whatever offence may have been taken, there was certainly no offence intended.
And going forward, Sinn Féin, what's the big plan then to reach out to unionists?
Well, it has to be a continuing and continuous process of engagement. And it has to be, in many ways, without becoming too biblical, about turning the other cheek when others within unionist leaderships vie with each other and use language which is not appropriate. It is not appropriate to describe this event today as obnoxious. Even if one thinks that, political leadership demands that you think it but don't say it. And we have to make friends with our neighbours, show tolerance and respect.
Is this about moving forward with the unionist community?
Oh, absolutely. The obviously we cannot kowtow to the fundamentalist or the sectarian or bigoted elements, because equality has to be the watchword for all of us, and equality is good for everyone and threatens no one except those in those elitist positions. But in terms of the, for example, in the course of Fela and Fubble in West Belfast, at West Belfast Community Festival, I meet ordinary unionists every day of the Fela who come into West Belfast to enjoy the debates and the discussions, the music, the poetry, the artistic representations, the walks, and they all the time tell me that while they're making sure our views, they're just delighted that we're all living in a better place.
And last question, what do you say to the people out there, the unionists out there, who will never be able to, vote for Sinn Féin, respect Sinn Féin, move forward with Sinn Féin?
Well, I don't accept the premise of the question. I think we are...
You think you've got respect from all unions out there?
No, I think we're in a process of transition. I think the Orange State has ended, and some find that's a difficult thing to accept. But we are in transition. We're on a journey. We're on a journey together. There's a lot of people hurting from all sections. There's a lot of issues which have still to be resolved. But I don't give up. I have a huge amount of confidence in grassroots unionism. The political leaders may have a particular stance, which may be electorally or otherwise driven, but just ordinary unionists, I don't accept the premises of your question. It's very much a work in progress for all of us, and it's a challenge for every one of us, for you, for me, for every single person who lives here.
Gerry Adams, thank you.
Máthair Rodney.